Okay, this is lesson four, part one. Really, I'm just commenting here on the written file that I've just uploaded, which I've sent to you by email because it is quite urgent, because you need to prepare for our video conference tomorrow so that we don't waste that time. Unfortunately, every week, I have these four different courses that I have to prepare, and whichever one I prepare last suffers a bit because it just takes too long, and now it's the day before your lesson and I've only just managed to sort all this out. I'm slightly worried by the small amount of material you've uploaded this week. And I'm a little bit worried that was because you were waiting for me to communicate with you more clearly about groups and things like that. But as I say, I have these massive third year groups, which I have over 45 students in each, and I had to, I was behind, okay, on looking at all their work, which they're uploading. It takes a massive amount of time giving them feedback. And so I was just hoping things were coming in from you, because I thought quite a lot of you still had to film your monologues, etc. And I see there's been a little bit of a, maybe a crisis, but maybe you're waiting for me. That's my explanation. It also took me a while to realize that this is actually not a very big group at all, which is in our favor, because we should, in these very difficult circumstances, particularly for this kind of course, I think it will be an advantage that there aren't too many of you. As I've written in my email, I am assuming that the people who have not been in touch and have not communicated in any way at this point are not following the course. In fact, I would have difficulty including them now because they simply have not been in contact. And I don't really believe that that is not possible in some way or another, okay, whatever the difficulties are. Anyway, I'm waiting. I am, of course, open to receiving communication from those people, but please, all of you, try not to disappear completely. Whatever your problems, just let me know. I have in this group, only in this group, given you a phone number for emergencies. Don't give up if I don't answer, because as I've also explained to you, I'm not very good with phones. I leave them all over the place. It's probably a defense mechanism because I can't always cope with everything coming in from all channels, okay. But anyway, you can communicate with an SMS, a WhatsApp message, etc. I hope that your WhatsApp group is being a big help for you, a support for those people who have more problems, because I think we are all in difficult situations. Some of us are much more lucky, or are much luckier than others. And I think we need to support each other. And so I'm hoping that's a help, but I am going to be irritating again and say that just as you made a big effort in the first semester to do everything in your groups in English, and I think this is a really, really essential aspect of this course, that WhatsApp group, you must be strict with each other and do it in English. I think you are. Okay. I'm confident that you are. Just sometimes I get a little bit worried. Okay. So stick to that. Okay. So I've been, I've formed these groups, but again, I'm open to listening to problems. I've said that you can split into subgroups, but bear in mind that hopefully we're going to be doing this performance, but it can't be too long. So always keep in mind that whatever ideas you have of putting together monologues, etc., of developing your monologues, that your work has to be short. In the activity stage, in the developing your character, you know, the hot seat itself is a very important way of developing your character. You can be longer. But then in the end, you've got to be very selective and choose just those essential parts of your monologue that are going to convey, communicate your character to your audience. And you've got to, okay, your work on your monologues is very personal. You're working individually. But then when you put these together on the stage, okay, alongside one another, or in some way interacting one person with the other, although they're in their, you know, in these initial ones, they're in their separate hotel rooms. They're separate but interacting. I think it is an interesting way of developing dialogues while still maintaining the isolation of the characters. So monologues that are dialoguing with one another. I think there's an interesting parallel with our situation at the moment, where we're all isolated and yet trying to communicate. So I think this is interesting. Okay, so this week we're going to concentrate on the people who've already filmed their monologue, and we're going to work on this hot seat. But the person who is conducting the hot seat, and here I'm a little bit worried about how this is going to work on the video conference, because the whole essence of a hot seat is that it has to be very, very rapid. You'll notice that I use this verb to fire questions, to fire like a gun. Okay, you've got to, the idea of the hot seat is the character does not have time to think about the question, to think how would this character to respond here. There is no time for conscious thought. It's got to be like the answer is a reflex action, okay, in which the conscious mind does not intervene. So you've got to actually be your character and respond immediately, instinctively. Okay, this is very difficult. Essentially, as I think I mentioned last lesson, hot seat activity should be done every time you meet as a kind of warm-up to get into your part. Okay, so we can try and do this. Okay, so we're going to do that hot seat. So I think I'm going to pick one person who has this great list of questions. Okay, and as I mentioned last week, these can be absurd questions. They can be, just about anything, about small items of your life, like what you eat, what you wear, how you feel about certain people, etc., what you vote, everything and anything. Okay, so make yourself an enormous list of questions, and don't forget your grammar, because what I find, even people who write really correct English, they suddenly start asking questions and everything flies out the window. Interrogative structure, just again to be a little bit annoying at this point, but okay, check your questions as you sort of note them down. Okay, but you won't have time to read them. You've got to have them all in your head. Everybody has got to come tomorrow well prepared. Okay, so you're all going to have your lunch. We're doing this at 2 o'clock. You're going to have your lunch, have a nice cup of coffee. You need to be on the ball. Okay, all of you. All right, I wrote about the journals. Here I'm contradicting myself, because I had a question in last week's video conference, which was, are we supposed to be continuing to upload our journals. And I said no, because at that point I was worrying about this massive build-up of material, which I needed to give feedback on, which I needed to correct, etc. Okay, so maybe I won't have time to correct all these journals. I hope I will. This is partly why I'm limiting you to just 200 words. Okay, I'm not counting the words, but this is to give you an idea. I don't want too much text, and I want you to, you can write as much as you like. Some of you are really enjoying it. I think it's a great way of you know, keeping a record of this very, very unusual time that hopefully you will not experience again, but which I think is important. It is important writing this down. But when you upload, you're just selecting a part that you think could be of use, could be of interest, could be that somebody else would want to read. Okay, there's a sort of a line we can draw between what's of use to us and what's of use to other people. And give me that. The reason I'm asking you to upload this now is because suddenly, you know, I went on your files and I'm not getting material anymore and I feel cut off. So I'm realizing that I too need to see what you're doing. Okay. I'm also worrying about you. If people are not communicating, I'm worrying that you're having a bad time, etc. So we have to keep touching base, but also respecting the fact that we all have a lot to do. Even if it's just, you know, dealing with our anxieties or our problems, we have a lot to do. We have a lot on our plate, okay? But we need to touch base. All right, and then I'm going to, in a minute, I think I need to keep this relatively short, and I didn't look at the time here. So it's always a problem if I make these files too long. So in a minute, I will talk more about the reading that I'm putting up, which is for next week. Okay. Please do not forget to look at the pages about Elspeth and the people in the street, because I need your ideas to come in. I think the very small group, which I think is only four people at this point, who are working on the homeless person or people and the people in the street, that group is going to need help from the whole class. Also, because if they've got interaction from the people in the street, they may need other people in the group outside those four people working on this section of our performance, okay? So I formed these small groups, but everybody in the class is staying involved in all of them. And it may be that people will, in the end, need to change groups, okay? I had to start somewhere in forming these groups. So also tomorrow, you're going to voice your opinions about the groups I formed, whether there are any problems that you can see, whether you think they could be done in a better way, okay? Good. All right, I'll get back to you in a second recording. Thank you.